The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful day, beautiful fall day, if you have a climate adjustment where you live. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I want to say off the top, thank all those that are sending in the emails and asking questions, and I do try my best to get to them as best as we can. I think this week we had a question and I forgot to address it. Actually, it was last week and I forgot to address it on the last show, so here goes. The question asked, was I afraid to die? And the answer is absolutely not. Being afraid is just a waste of time when you're human beings. And I've always said that our existence and our time here is nothing but a breath. Therefore, we have to enjoy it and live it to the best of our ability and be the best that we can be. Live to our maximum and be happy all the time. When your time is up and it will end fast, and that's a guarantee, you must not be afraid for going to what you're familiar with. We might be a little concerned as to the method that gets us there, but getting home is always a pleasurable thing. Remember, you're going home. When I say welcome home, I introduce you or remind you of the beautiful things that exist, where we go to a place where there's no hate, no judgment, no miss anything, no misguidedness, and nobody's going to take advantage of you. You are going home to a beautiful place, and there's absolutely no room in your life to feel fearful. Are you afraid to die? Absolutely not. So the same should be for you. So I needed to address that. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. What we do here is we wake you up. We ask you to step up and be the best self. Wake up and open your eyes and move to yourself to a higher level of consciousness. You are wasting your time if you're not experiencing the beauty of this life. If you're not experiencing the wonderful thing that you should experience as you live here in the human life. When you've come to this planet, it was a conscious decision on your part. When you chose a purpose, it was a conscious decision on your part. You're not an accident. You're not off your mark. If you're not feeling fulfilled or you're not feeling the way you think you ought to feel, I would advise you to quit watching other people or comparing your life to another. Your life is yours. Wake up and experience who you are. Your success that you aim, your goals that you aim to hit, is reliant on you being who you are and understanding your purpose. You will not be successful trying to be someone else. You are you. You are you. The tomatoes can never turn into potatoes. They have to go through a whole bunch of transformation as you would have to. You are you. Wake up. Find out who you are. Wake up and experience what it's like to live to your maximum, to have the best life possible, to not allow yourself to waste this valuable time to spend all your currency wondering why you haven't succeeded. Well, if you don't know who you are and you don't know your purpose, how do you know you haven't succeeded? How do you know where you're supposed to end up? Wake up. All you have to do is wake up. Come into your own reality. Come into your own self. Never mind what the Joneses are doing. Never mind what the person across the street is doing. Never mind the grass may appear to be greener on the other side of the fence, but it's not yours. What is important that you find who you are, get your own. It is written down everywhere in every path of your life. To thine own self be true and know thyself. If you don't know who you are, how would you know if you've hit success? If you don't know where you're going, why would you leave and start a journey? Know thyself, wake up. And all of this has to do, if your cup is too full with all the wrong things in it, because you're too busy taking on other people's ideology through life and you've forgotten about your own, you may or will have to refill that cup. You may have to empty it out of all the things that does not belong to you. I use an expression here quite often, and it's, if you take from others, if you're constantly taken from others, it will be the less that you have, the lesser you will have. The more you take, the lesser you will have. The more of my personality or John Brown's personality or Betty Sue's personality that you take on, it's the lesser room you have for your own personality, which is the catalyst for your success, the driver, the be all and end all, what lies on the top shelf. What we have to do is wake up and realize who we are to maximize our potential in life. If you're busy trying to be someone else, you are neglecting your true self. Do not spend your time trying to imitate, trying to chase, trying to covet, trying to be greedy, trying to be like Mike. You are not him. Be you. He has his purpose, and I hope that he has found it, and the other person has their purpose, and I truly hope they have found it. By the way, you have your own purpose, and I'm hoping that you will find it. Wake up is what we talk about on this show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. We're giving you a wonderful show. We want you to wake up and come into yourself. Know who you are. Know who you are. You will do much better understanding yourself. You must take a step to learn who you are. Please understand, another person's opinion of you is not your business. Do not try to be that person. If they were to be you or you to be them, you would show up joined together like Siamese twins or something like that, but you're not that person. You won't know where your desire should be, your success, until you know who you are. Wake up. Wake up, open your eyes, do a stretch, breathe, live your maximum self. You have the tool within you that is required to get you there. The vehicle that drives you there would be your own personality. Identify that, please. Wake up. Do not allow anybody to be your guide. You are your own guide. You're self-contained. You are not an accident. Wake up. Find your reality. Find yourself. If you are busy being a truck driver where you're supposed to be a ballet dancer, please find that, because that's where you're going to be at your maximum. a bit of arrogance is required, because once you learn and figure out who you are, you're most confident once you know thyself. Others will say you're arrogant, and you smile and say, well, I'm not, but you're missing the point. Wake up. We need to tap into a source that's going to defunct or remove all the items in our cup that does not belong. How do we do that? We connect ourselves to meditation. We connect ourselves to something that's going to put us back in the path that was designed by us, for us, by you, for you. You have to empty that cup. Remove from that cup the things that are not you. And the only way to do that is to identify the things that are you. The emotions, the interest, the love, the personality, all of it will bring you to this amazing awareness of who you are, the consciousness. We're trying to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. This is why we say, wake up. Find out who you are. Take some time out of your own day, every day, and practice the art of meditation. It is designed to bring you back to nature's way, to the walk that was designed by you, for you. The God that exists is you. A lot of people are having a hard time hearing me say that, but it is the spirit of life. It is the tool that makes us who we are. It is the mechanism that makes the body function. It is the perfect blend that makes that tree grow, or the dog run, or the cat, whatever cats do. It is the life. It is a tool. You need to familiarize yourself with such tool. It is within you. It is within the tool box bag that you showed up with, and this resides within you. All that you search for is within you. Wake up to that realization. Spend some time doing the things that you enjoy for you, not to impress others. If you're trying to impress others, something else is wrong. If you're spending a lot of your time decorating the exterior part of you, the interior part needs some cleaning up. If you have to show people your business, your credential, your everything that exists about you, you are lacking self-confidence. If you're waiting for somebody's approval, you're missing the boat. If you're believing that somebody's opinion of you matters, you're not focused enough. Wake up. We talk about realizing your best potential, who you are, your strength. I want to thank everybody for joining the show. Sorry I had to do that today. I wanted to get you in the mood of understanding how we get to where we are. How do we get here? Today we want to talk about hate or hatred, and how does it become a part of us? Before I get into it, I want to say thanks to everyone for joining us. Anyone, everyone from all around the world who are listening, thank you for tuning in on this beautiful day. I want to say to the longtime old listeners, as well as the brand new listeners, to everybody, please, thank you and welcome home. You're listening to Barrington, as I said, and today I want to move right into it. I'm talking about how do we, and today's topic, should you look it up later on online, is called hatred. And how did we get here? What will turn, and I said this a few weeks ago, the victims into the villain? How do we get to the point where we're so consumed by hate that it becomes our primary focus? And what effect does it have on our everyday life? Can we truly love somebody and hate someone? Love this group, but we hate that group. Can love and hate exist, coexist within the same unit, your body, your mind? How did we get to the point of hate? And most importantly, why are we so busy hating ourselves? When you're telling somebody you love them, do you love yourself first? Or because you should? When you say to somebody, I love you, the kids, your wife, your husband, the dog, do you love yourself first before you say those words? Because in order for you to share the love that you are, well, verbally expressing, you have to know what it is. And in order for you to know what it is, it has to be a part of you. I don't think if you're not an airline pilot, you could teach me how to fly an airplane. If you're not loving yourself, can you love me? The most important thing is to love yourself. Number one, love yourself and don't seek love from another person. Because if they take that away, you will feel unloved. If you love yourself to begin with, from the onset, no matter what happens or who you encounter in life, they leave, they die, they go anywhere, you're still with love for self. Find that first. Seek that first. And you're going to be a lot better off loving me once you love yourself. I wrote it down on my board this morning. It says, please don't love me until you love yourself, because you're just talking about something you know nothing of. You have to love yourself. You have to know how to love you. And then in doing that, you could share that love with others, the spouse, the boss, the neighbor, whoever is in your life. You have to know what it is. And it's not just the word you grew up hearing your parents say all the time, I love you, and it sounds important. What is it? Can you identify with it? Where is your love? If you're walking out there and doing all these things to try to get other people's attention, to focus on you, there's a good chance that you're not comfortable within yourself. You're lacking the self-worth, self-esteem, self-love. If you're waiting for somebody's approval, you're probably lacking the self-worth. If you're trying to impress me or anybody, you're probably lacking. Why do we not love ourselves? What was it that was taught to us? What was it that we picked up along the way? Your confidence within yourself is what you need to guide you through life. This confidence comes with this void of fear, void of rejection, voids of not being accepted, a void of not feeling insecure, weak, little, and afraid. That personality will emerge to confidence and move towards your success. Wake up to that. How do we do it? You remove the false identity. You stop trying to impress people or trying to let them believe you're superior or thinking you're inferior. Love you. You're able to study and practice and learn how to become whatever the profession you're a part of right now, or you're going into if you're a student, or the parenting role that you carry, or the grandparent role that you carry. You had to learn all these things. Put some time into loving you, learning how to love you, because that's what really matters. And if you have love for yourself, and I said it earlier and I'll say it again, you'll have a really, really, really good life. People, love will come into your life and love will go. Well, love never dies. I should just say this. It just gets a little distorted. And once you've moved in as a couple, you're all over each other. You're loving everything about it. Then reality kicks in and put a lot of wedges, discomfort, bills, animosity, stress between the two of you, and eventually you think the love has dissipated. Nah, it's just really covered over by a lot of other things called life. It's still there. Fix those, remove them, polish them, shine them up, and boom, there's that love. Because love doesn't go anywhere. It never dies. It just gets distorted at times based on where your focus is. But you must have it. You must have it for yourself. before you could turn around and offer it to anybody. Wake up to that reality. We're going to talk a little bit more about that hatred, and we're going to talk about how we get there. Part of the conversation is, if you find the need, if you see the need to be competitive, to boost the ego, to stand out in the crowd, to be considered superior in whatever it is that you want to be superior in, to be the best or feel the best, to dress the best, to look the best. If you feel that need, there's something broken. Something's wrong. Because if we're all from the same place by the same method, how could you feel that you're special? You can only be special to you and find the love within yourself, and they'll teach you all about that. Wake up. Wake up to that reality. Thank you for being a part of the show. I have a book out there, and I keep forgetting to mention it in some of the shows. It's Awaken an Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It talks a lot about meditation and how to get on track, get on board, teaching yourself how to bring yourself back to nature's way, to seek the path of least resistance. It teaches you how to wake up and live the best life. Our time here, if you were to measure the length of the time this earth has been here, ours is only by the breath, in and out, and you're here and you're gone. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. This book is available to you at Amazon.com, and also we have a webpage with all of our information there. Every show that we've ever done is posted there. Today, if you want to hear it again, two ways. One, it'll be broadcast on Thursday between 10 and 11, Thursday night, same station. And you can go to HEAMI, Barrington Awaken, and you could pick it up there if you want to hear it again. Thank you for being a part of the show. We're really enjoying it today. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to put a hole in your bucket, but I want to know, how did we get on the path of self-hate? How come we don't understand that we're trying to take a journey and we're deflating our tires? We're carrying a load that's too heavy and unnecessary. We want you to lighten that load. Wake up, seek reality, find the best path home. And by the way, welcome home. Have we got... any emails there, sir?
We do have some emails. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Get on board right now. Send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Kim wrote in. And Kim says, hello to Barrington. Do you partake in tomorrow's holiday of Halloween? That's from Kim. Thank you, Kim. Ron says, I love the names that you use on your show when you're using examples. They're funny. That's from Ron. Okay. Sue says, I am a brand new listener from Washington, D.C., I'm already taking a lot of notes. That's from Sue. Thank you, Sue. And lastly, let's see here. Walt says, what is the music that Barrington is listening to in the background? It's very, very relaxing. I love it. That's from Walt. And back to you.
Okay. I'm listening to some Mozart. I listen to it every time I come to the office. I try to write a show. I put something that's going to relax me, shut me down, and let me focus on what I need to do and say. Today, we'll listen to some Mozart. I hope you enjoy it. I listen to classical music all the time. It does calm me down. And for many, many years, I actually played it in the house when the kids are not paying attention. And I think it has a lot to do with shaping their personality, because it's a non-judgmental music. That's my opinion. I've always played it since, even when the kids were still in the belly waiting to come out, I was playing classical music throughout the house all the time, especially when they sleep. I think it has a lot to do with shaping their personalities. So, Mozart. Sue, New listeners from Washington, D.C., thank you for tuning in, taking notes. I appreciate that. Good stuff. I welcome you to the show, and all the other listeners around the world are feeling the same that you've joined it. I say welcome home. I bring you to something that you're familiar with. And what you're using here, what you're hearing here, is a tool that you hopefully will use for the rest of your life, and you could carry it on. We're not expecting much from you other than the fact that you may pay attention, wake up, open your eyes, realize that you're fast asleep. I don't know you. I'm just saying, a lot of the people, they're missing out on their mark. They're not living the life they're supposed to live. Wake Up is giving you that opportunity to realize there's greatness out there if you're not experiencing that already, and you'll move towards it. One of the things we talk about quite frequently here is if you're able to study the brain, slow it down, open your mind to allow others or other things to teach you or show you another method in life. A lot of us were given our tools by our parents and by our ancestors. I like to say peer pressure is just, traditions is just peer pressure from the ancestors, and they're not always applicable to us today because the world is changing and life will always, always change. So if you're here and you're enjoying the show and you want to pass it on to other people, remember the whole concept behind this is for you to wake up and become the best you, become the best person that you could be, live your best life. You're new to the show. I hope you've heard something about it. I want to leave this with you. If you want to start the journey into a spiritual way of life, you practice, do not take it if it doesn't belong to you. Do not say it if it's not true. And if you're doing it, and you know, Sue, it's wrong, stop doing it. Open yourself to experience this wonderful experience, and do not go to this or do not approach this with the attitude thinking it can't do anything for your life. Then there's no point in starting the journey. So I think it was Churchill that says, if you're going to go to war and you're planning to lose, there's no point in going. You've already lost. You've defeated yourself by your own mind. Just allow yourself to open up and experience. We talk a lot about meditation, and should you stay with it and learn how to meditate, it will align you to your true purpose in life. We welcome you as we welcome everybody to our show. Thank you for taking the time out, Miss Sue from Washington, D.C. Thank you very much. Ron, I've always said a lot of the examples I use, again, I need to be able to relate to who's listening to the show, and I always want to use something that we can all relate to so you have the sense of feeling familiar with what the topic that we talk about. When you are part of this or you listen to this show, everything that I say, there are no new words out there. You know, we just haven't heard them yet. Doesn't mean they're brand new. We just haven't heard them yet. So the idea of it is to be able to say things that you could relate to. It's relatable, and you could tap into it. And if it puts a smile on your face and make you laugh, you'll remember where you've heard it from, and you hopefully will apply it to your life. So I do use a lot of examples from time to time. I haven't for a little bit, and it's not by choice. They do just pop up when I do what I'm doing, when I do the monologue or whatever it is that I'm saying. They literally just pop up and happen to, I can pass them on. So I'm really glad that you enjoy it. And for anybody else who's enjoying it, it's there for your enjoyment. Remember, if you're not there, I can't be here. When the teacher is ready, the student will appear, or vice versa, whichever comes first, like the chicken and the egg. So thank you for being there. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. And the examples are there for everyone to enjoy. I didn't know what Halloween was until I was probably maybe near my teens, or maybe 11 or 12, somewhere there. I found out, I heard about Halloween going into North American school, Canadian school, and then everybody's talking about this Halloween and blah, blah, blah. Do I participate in Halloween? Of course, man. I love the candies. We used to run like crazy to collect the candies. Do I believe in the Devil's Night? Well, I purposely know. We all know that the devil is fictitious and we made him up. The devil walks on the planet with us as just an evil person. It's a part of the body that you exist. It didn't come from a second world and fallen angel and fight dispute between God. Nah, it's just just mean spirited people or broken people who's trying to do horrible things. Is there a demon? Yeah, well, of course there is, because you made him up and he's real because you believe it's real. Do I believe in the concept of the Halloween? The parties are good. I used to love the parties, but when I want to go to a Halloween party and dress up as certain characters and people don't appreciate the characters I want to dress up as, so I can't say them all, but I have gone to the parties. I don't know. I think I celebrate it the same way I celebrate Christmas. It's an event that's happening right now, and I'm a part of it. If it was canceled, I would not shed a tear. Would I protest to cancel it? Absolutely not. A lot of people are loving it. I don't know how to answer that question, because I used to enjoy the candies. Now I can't, because, you know, I have to pay my own dentist bill and things like that. However, I appreciate a good get-together at any time with anybody, and for that reason, I will celebrate it. Other than that, do I believe in the concept of it? No, I know there's no such thing as a devil. And when you leave the body, all the bad things that you've picked up along the way will leave and go away and won't follow you anymore. They're with you until the grave. And when you put that body in the grave, the bad, the evil, all the horrible things will disappear. It doesn't follow you into the next world. The body carries all the filth, dirt, disgust, greed. All the horrible things that happens in man's life, the body is the one that holds it, because it holds the mind, and the evil thoughts will be created by the mind, not because you're possessed by a non-fictional character called the devil. I mean, a fictional character called the devil. Is it real? It is if you believe it is, but it's not, so quit believing it. Thank you very much for that, Kim. I don't know how to answer that question. Do I believe in Halloween? Well, I believe in the candies. I believe in the gifts. I believe in the good things. Every once in a while you hear an evil person will do something disgusting to the candies. But again, that's just a reflection of who we are, because we carry a body. Some of us don't deserve to have one because we just do horrible things with it. Today, we're talking about how did we get to the point of hating. I think we've decided, we've talked enough about it as to how, what character in you that brings you to a point of being low in your own value for yourself. You do not value who you are enough. So you envy someone else, and this envy will lead to maybe greed. You push yourself to the point to try to prove how much better, how better you are, or how fortunate you are, how you think you're superior, but the act of it, of superior in itself, is a demonstration of insuperior within you. The need to want to act superior is a demonstration of your own insecurity. If you are feeling insecure, you will pretend to be above and beyond. But what if you were feeling comfortable with who you are? Would you still have that need to pretend that you're superior? When we talked, and I had a very long conversation with somebody the other day about the privilege that they feel they may have, and I honestly don't understand what that means, because if you're thinking that you have an upper hand, where did it come from? Other than what you're thinking. And why are you thinking it if there wasn't something wrong to begin with? Where did it come from? What is the privilege that you talk about? Where is this upper hand? Or even worse, why do you feel you need to be the upper hand? What is wrong with just being a regular blade of grass out in that field? All of the other blades are doing the same thing. What is it about you that makes you feel that you need to be superior? And even go further than that by trying to demonstrate it, which is not possible. If you put the gun down or the bully in, when you're putting somebody down, you're actually just trying to make yourself feel better. When you're discriminating or making notes about somebody and you're putting them down, you're actually saying, I need to feel better about me by lowering you. Okay, so what's broken in you that you feel you need to lower somebody? Why not shake his hand or her hand and high five each other and move along as equals? Because if you're telling them that you're better, you're also in the very same sentence saying that there's something wrong. I am not good enough. So stop there and work on that. I am not good enough. Figure out why you have that, and everything else will be better. The clouds will disappear and the sun will shine for you as well. If you're just putting someone down, consistently insulting that person, people, group, something along the path is broken, and it will record to you as hate. And the longer you spend there, the harder it is to come back from there. Focus on you. Learn to love you. Remove that insecurity from yourself. The world would be a better place and the wars wouldn't be necessary. They wouldn't exist. It starts with you. The quality that makes this super person isn't to build a big muscle and have this amazing physique so you can walk around and say to somebody, look at this greatness. And the minute you pop up and say, look at this greatness, in the very same sentence, you say, oh, I'm so weak and insecure and I don't know what to do, but hey, check this out. Yeah. Wake up. You are not lesser than anyone, nor are you greater than anyone. You might be a better ball player, better artist, or maybe a better singer because you practiced it. But equally, if the person has the same desire, they will be able to do the same thing. When you feel insecure about yourself, it creates a horrible thing for you emotionally. And the desires that you move towards or put things towards out there based on the root of hate or insecurity, they will fall apart. It's not a natural way of life. It will fall apart. You will not be successful by putting a snowball in the middle of the sunshine and think it's going to be there for long. Or an ice cube in the middle of the burner. Or a pot. Warm the pot and drop an ice cube in and see what happens. It won't be there for long. It's not real. It's made up. It's created by your insecurity. Wake up is what needs to happen. Find who you are is what you should be doing. Know thyself is what is necessary. If you feel the need to be in competition with anybody, I think you're missing your purpose. If we've come here the same way, by the same method, through the same door, what about you that makes you feel you got a better piece of the pie? I am not here to put you down. I'm not here to lower your self-worth or value. I am just here to point out that you have the ability to reverse the hurt that you feel when you carry hate in your heart. You have that ability. You need to wake up to that reality. If you feel that you need to stand out in any crowd, there's a reason why you're feeling that way. When the room goes quiet and the conversation is started all the time by you, about you, something else is off. Wake up to that reality. Wake up, everybody. It's unfair. It's unfair to you to spend the rest of your life not knowing who you are. It's a wasted life. It's a wasted time not to know your purpose. It's unfair that somebody had taken you off the path and told you other stories, probably made up with BS, that won't allow you to get to the Golden Gates. And I don't mean the physical one in that fictitious place. I mean the pinnacle, the greatest part of your existence. Realizing who you are. How do we get onto this path? How do we get to this journey? Well, first off, you get rid of who you're not. Get rid of the untold, the untruth. Return to sender the insecurities that you may have picked up or might have been delivered to you before you were consciously aware of it. Wake up to the reality that will give you all that there is, the greatness that's going to give you the longevity for happiness and the key for happiness. If you're working yourself to death just to impress somebody, okay, well, something's broken. If you're going to the extra mile just to be that person, something else is broken. Wake up to that reality. Wake up to your higher level of consciousness. You should not be feeling hate towards anybody, especially yourself. That is what we call spiritual suicide. Wake up to your own reality. Wake up to the happiness that exists for you. Wake up and pay attention, because your life is passing you by because you're too busy trying to live somebody else's life. Wake up. Wake up to the reality that is yours, to the dream that you can have, the wonderful life that is laid out for you that you chose before you showed up here, before you became a part of the body. Remove the hate, because that is the stumbling block, and replace it with motivation of greatness. Wake up to the reality. Wake up to all that you need to live your maximum self. Wake up. Do not allow this moment to pass you by, and you've missed your opportunity to live the purpose that you've come here for. You have this ability within you to reverse whatever it was that was told to you that make you fall off your mark. Do not buy into the hype of thinking that you might not be worthy. It's a waste of time. Wake up to that existence. Wake up and remove the hate from your heart. You're carrying an unnecessary load. You're going for a jog with too much load on top of your head. You have that ability within you. Tap into the source. You learn how to meditate and open that freeness of life that exists. It is your birthright. Wake up to that reality. Find your strength from within. Do not believe you could love somebody without loving you. If you're using those words with somebody all the time, please ask them who's saying this to you, or you're saying to them, ask that important question. Do you love yourself first? How are you going to give me $20 out of five? If you only have five, you cannot offer me 20. You could, but you can't deliver. You got to have it before you can give it. You have to know it before you could teach it. You have to experience it before you can share it. Wake up to that reality. You cannot express love until you know what it is. You can't know what it is until you've been a part of it. And everybody throw that word out there all the time. Well, understand it first. Live it, experience it first. When it becomes who you are, when it becomes a part of your everyday existence, when you experience what it's like, and when you refill that cavity that carries the hate, the anger, the frustration, the confusion, the pain, when you clean that closet out and put love in there for you, you will breathe a breath of fresh air and say, oh, thank you, somebody, there it is. Experience that first. And if you're hating somebody, you're missing your mark, because you're not supposed to hate anything, anybody. If they come into your life and they don't serve a good purpose, walk away. I did hear a long time ago about turning the other cheek, and do not carry malice, heartaches, anything, because you're the only one who's carrying it. Let it go. Forgiveness is a must. It is necessary to forgive, because every time you collect these negativities and you put them in your bag, eventually it will weigh you down. Wake up to that reality. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We have a couple emails here. Anne writes in and says, there's no devil? Who is responsible then for all the bad things people do? So that's Anne. Chuck wants to know if you ever do any live seminars in the United States. That's from Chuck. Lily says, I'm thinking, Barrington, you don't believe in a heaven. You said fictitious gates. That's from Lily. And Mike wants to know, how long have you been studying philosophy? Do you have a degree? And that's from Mike, and back to you.
Okay, well, let's start with Mike. And do I have a degree? What would that mean? Did I go to a university and sit down and somebody? No, I don't have one of those. I've been studying philosophy since birth, like you have and everybody else. But you pay more attention to it as life goes on, and you read a lot of books and study it. The greatest teacher of it is just time and experience and exposure. That's your greatest teacher. And I'm not fully convinced that it comes with the classroom setting or a man with a beacon on his head. No, I do not have a degree in philosophy, but thank you. That sounds like a question I would get from another person I used to remember. No, I don't have the degree, Mike, but thank you very much for asking that. Lily, do I believe in heaven? Absolutely. It's a state of mind, and I have one. I'm there. I think heaven is that place that makes you feel wonderful, and it's good. I don't know that it comes into the package that was presented to us many years ago, that you're going to leave this world and go to another place, they call that, and you're going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya and drink a lot of milk and honey. I don't know if that's even possible. However, it is a state of mind, and you can experience it right now, yesterday, the day before, or tomorrow. Heaven is just how you see it, and it is wonderful if you think it is, and it's not. It's the total opposite, the H-E double hockey stick place that we're not allowed to say hell, so we just say that instead. Heaven is a state of mind, and you could get there if you want to. It's always funny to me that everybody talks about this heavenly place that they want to go, but they're afraid to die. If I had believed that, I think I would be jumping up for joy trying to get there. But you can get to a wonderful place in your mind as you exist here. Heaven is in the state of mind. It's the two wolves that's in your body, and you choose to feed the good one or the bad one. You just made that choice consciously. If you think there's a heaven, it probably is, but it's not real. So how are you going to get there? Because you have to leave the body here, then transfer out of here to get another one to go. I don't know how that could possibly work, because the body can't leave the earth. It's a part of the earth. Can't leave unless you go out there and get a heavenly body, which I don't know what that would mean. But the body is a part of the earth. And when you borrow it for, I don't know, 70, 60, 10 years, you give it back. It was a loan. And when you finish using it, you turn it back over, like your car. You get a new one, and you move on. Rebirth, I like to say. Is there a physical heaven? Absolutely not. Did I do live seminars in the United States? No, I have not done those. I've not done that at all. Would I do it? Absolutely. Once things calm down a little bit, I hope to go out there and meet a lot of people face to face, shake hands and say hello to a lot of the people that support our show. That's the intent. We're moving towards it. We're building up. And hopefully one day that I will be doing it. No, Chuck, I have not done that seminar anywhere. But sounds like a good time. Something I will consider. A lot of people have been asking me if I would do guest speaking and things like that, or, you know, maybe book signing. The answer has always been yes. The time hasn't lined itself up yet, and we're working towards it. From this little acorn, a mighty oak is going to grow. This is how life works. From the acorn, little acorn, a mighty oak grows. Just spend some time and put in your time, and wherever you hope to go in life, you will get there. Your personality is designed to take you there. Do not mimic anybody else. And put your foot one step foot in front of the next and keep going, because you have absolutely no idea how close you were to succeed the minute you failed, or the minute you quit. You have zero idea of how close you were to succeed the minute you quit. So the idea behind this is never, never, ever, ever quit. Keep going. Nothing idles. It either goes up or down. And if you're consistent with what it is that you're hoping to gain, keep going, because you are very close to succeeding, but then you throw in the towel. If it was that easy, everybody else would be reaching it. You have to be tested. You have to be pushed. You have to be brought to the brink of it, you know, going mad. But you have to continue, because you have zero idea of how close you are to that success the minute you choose to quit. And devil, well, I've heard the expression many times, why you little devil. And I don't even know where that came from. But is there such a thing as an evil spirit that exists out there? Absolutely not. We say guzu, or we say obia, or second. No, there's no such thing out there. All the evil that exists, Anne and everybody else, it's within the human body. Something goes awry within us, and we start envying people. We start hating people. We start creating something that's not right. And the brain does its own thing. It goes left field. We develop chemical imbalance, and we just get sick. And then we attack people, and we do all these crazy things. The minute you exit the body, those things go with it. You're not showing up anywhere with an axe or a gun or divorce papers, you know, any of those things. When you leave the body, all the negativity that was a part of you has left you and returns to the earth. Is the earth toxic? Well, we have roses as well as we have poison on this planet. We have snakes and cuddly bunnies or cats. And, you know, not that snakes are usually all bad, but the point being, you know, everything serves its own purpose. Everything has a purpose. We have to appreciate the fish in the ocean, has to appreciate the sharks, because the sharks will keep them on their toes. You know, the deer out in the field has to appreciate the lion, because it's going to keep them well lean and trim and fast. And without it, we would sag. Why do we have evil? I'm not sure. Does it create a delicate balance? Absolutely. Does it give us a subject to study? Of course it does. Do we know the purpose behind it? No, we have no clue. When a dog goes rabid, they shoot him. When a person goes crazy, because it will happen, and I'm not suggesting that you shoot him. Give him the proper care, the facilities that's going to benefit him, to take care of him to the best of the abilities. Do not allow him to be interacting with the regular society, because they do things that we don't understand, that nobody truly understands. A tree will develop a disease on it, because that's what happens, or it falls over in a heavy windstorm. These things will happen. It's a natural occurrence of life. Everybody will fall off at some point. We have people out there. We have governors. We have people that are monitoring and watching it to make sure we don't fly off the handle. Do you want to give a kid, a five-year-old, a loaded gun? That's probably just crazy. You don't want to do that, because they're not developed enough to understand the full danger that comes with it. So we do have people out there who are monitoring it. We're talking about, is there a devil? No, in the physical sense, a little red man with a pointy tail and pitchforks? Yeah, no, George Burns is not. I think he used to be that guy, but he doesn't exist. And the evil spirits doesn't exist. It's a state of mind. If you believe it exists, it's going to affect you. We used to say back in our old place that our believers think that if somebody's going to cast an evil spirit on you, you have to agree with them. Somebody's going to say, I'm going to damn you or put a curse on you. You have to agree with that person and accept what he's saying or she's saying as the curse and live accordingly. But if somebody just randomly says, I'm going to put a curse on you, stick it, give him the finger, and he'll go away. And so will that whole idea behind it. If you don't believe it, it can't happen. They need your consent to carry out that evil thing. So no, there's no devil. There is no devil. But it does create a good balance, I suppose. When I was a kid and they told me if I didn't act right, Santa wouldn't come to my house and give me candies, which he never did. He got stuck in a mango tree, I guess. He didn't show up. Anyway, the point being is that it does create a balance. And when somebody's not acting right, we throw the negative at them. If you don't do this, then this will happen. If you don't act like a good child, Santa won't bring you a present. It is getting close. It is November almost, so I better start acting right so I can get one from Santa this year. Anyway, it's just what you believe. And do I think there's a devil? There's no such thing as a devil. Anyway, that's what I was going to say. Thank you for joining. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for listening. We have about 4 minutes left. I'm having too much fun with this. I want to please remind every single one of us, let's not start hating ourselves. Let's love ourselves. And in order to do that, in order for the unification to happen, the united world to happen, everybody to get along with each other, you have to have self-worth and self-value for yourself. If you're selling yourself for free, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Lead by example. Show others how to live. Hold your head up. Believe within you that this mighty oak is waiting to pop up and grow and blossom and feed the world. Be the biggest person that you can possibly be. Be willing to help everybody that you can once they've asked for it. Please don't just assume your method is best or better than theirs. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and be kind to yourself. But before you go out there and start uttering the words, I love you, I urge you to truly understand what those words mean for yourself. And if you are with love, you will not seek it from anybody else. You won't run into this marriage hoping you will have love, or this relationship hoping they'll give you. Nobody can teach you love. You can't hand it over. You can't put it in a package and tie it to the red bow and say, here you go. It's love. No. You could try. But no, it won't happen. And nobody's going to invite you into their life and love appears for you. No, it starts from within. If you want to grow this mighty oak from this little acorn, you have to plant it and nurture it and give it the proper element or the proper situation, the proper environment, and it will blossom and grow, because that's what the mighty oak does. The love is the same. Find a spot in you that requires the planting of the seed that will eventually, inevitably flourish into greatness and love for yourself. I want to thank you all for being a part of the show. Thank you all for listening. The show, it will be broadcast on Thursday again at 10 o'clock, same station. Please enjoy it. Be safe. And if you are going out for Halloween, trick or treat, I didn't mention it because I forgot. But thank you for being a part of the show. Until we speak again, please be safe. Love each other. Most importantly, love yourself.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.